Please, read.
From the Interim Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, requesting authorization to enter into a vendor permit agreement with Funtime LLC, DBA Wheel Fund Rentals for paddle boat rental concession services at the lakefront.
Ms. Schlesser, please.
Chairman, supervisors, this is another one of the lakefront vendor contracts that went out for RFP in January of 2013. It is for paddle boat concession services at the lakefront. As you see in your packet, again, attached to your report is the breakdown of the RFP criteria used to evaluate the proposals, as well as the resultant scoring from the evaluation committee. This also went to appeal and, again, was upheld by the Administrative Review Determination Panel that the county did follow process in regards to issuance and of the RFP, and thus the recommendation that it be awarded to Wheel Fund Rentals.
Ms. Carter?
Again, I am just going to walk you through the process since Mr. Lorla actually described the notable terms to you. As Laura noted, in January, we issued a number of RFPs for the lakefront concessions, including this RFP for paddleboat rental services. I emailed numerous vendors who expressed an interest in this RFP, including our incumbent vendor, Juneau Park Paddle Boats and Wheel Fund Rentals. In February of this year, the RFP panel was appointed, including three members of the Parks Department. Juneau Park Paddle Boats and Wheel Fund Rentals were the sole entities to submit paddle boat rental proposals. The RFP panel conducted interviews with those two entities. The RFP panel discussed those interviews, and they asked me to send each of those entities a letter asking them to submit a best and final financial offer. In March, each of those entities submitted a best and final financial offer. The panel meets and unanimously decides to award the contract to Wheel Fund Rentals, and Interim Director Keegan approved that decision. Also in March, Juneau Park Paddle Boats notified me several times that they intended to appeal that decision, but because Corporation Counsel at the time stated that Section 110 appeals could only occur after a contract was finalized, they were informed that the appeal process could not be set in motion. At the end of March, Corporation Counsel reversed that decision and stated that RFP decisions by departments could be appealed at any time, even if a contract was not signed. Paul Kuglich notified Juneau Park Paddle Boats of this decision. Their appeal was set in motion. I affirmed the review panel's decision under Section 110.06. They appealed this decision to the Administrative Determination Committee in April, and in April, the Administration Determination Review Committee affirmed the process used by the Parks Department by a 3-2-0 decision, and we're here today.
Thank you very much. Questions by committee members? Mr. Keegan?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, I just wanted to assure the committee that some of the things that have been said that the Parks Department intends to turn this area into Coney Island, jet ski races, LED air, bright lights, different things like that, are not happening. This was an RFP for a silent sport watercraft, and you were utilizing the lagoon, and so I just wanted to let you know that.
Thank you. We'll move on to public comments at this point. Again, I would ask that you attempt to limit your comments to 2 minutes or less, that you try and avoid, if possible, redundancies, making points that others have already scored. And as I would emphasize again that the Administrative Determination Review Committee has upheld as proper the process followed by the Parks Department in making their determination and recommendation. Valerie Ritter.
Right there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair. We'll do parallel structures here.
We're going to have Attorney Gennaro speak first, then Tim, and then I.
Fine, Mr. Gennaro, you are the legal counsel representing the Ritters in this matter.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
You are the legal representative for the Ritters in this matter?
That's correct, yes.
Please proceed.
Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors and Mr. Keegan.
Thanks, Phil.
What we're asking this panel to do is to follow the lead of Mr. Kuglich. Yes, I know you're shocked by that idea. But we want you to overturn what the committee did here in approving the process.
Sir, I'm sorry. Could you please speak into the microphone, sir?
Sure.
Thanks, sir.
Okay. Better? All right.
Perfect.
We are asking...
Perhaps you could take a moment to introduce yourselves. We are streaming this live, so we have an audience out there, and I sometimes am not as cognizant of that as I ought to be.
Okay. My name is Bill Gennaro, and I'm a lawyer representing Val and Tim Ritter, who are the operators and have been the operators of the Juneau Park paddle boats for the past 16 years. And they lost in the process that's been discussed here ad infinitum this morning. And Val is here and Tim is here. And what we're asking is that the panel overturn the decision that was made here to approve Fun Wheels as the successful bidder. Now, in order to do that, Tim has some comments that I'm going to ask him to make with regard to the process itself. In addition, there are a number of witnesses, I believe, who have signed up to speak. And they've been advised to follow the process as you've identified it, to be limiting the comments to 2 minutes. So I would ask the chair for direction as to how you want to proceed. Do you want the witnesses first and then...
No, we'll parallel to what we did last time. You guys go ahead and make your case, understanding this is not a trial.
Understand, sir. Well, this is just a comment to lead into what Tim is going to be talking about. This is a homegrown vendor versus out-of-state vendor. Absolutely, 100%. There's no issue here. We're not talking counties. We're talking Minnesota and Illinois are the operators of Fun Wheels, as opposed to the Ritters, who have been operating it for 16 years. They started it. When they started this, there was no paddle boat operation down at the what's called the lagoon. And I would comment that it's really a misnomer to call it a lagoon, because a lagoon has a sense of, all of us have gone to lagoons as kids and fished and done, can't do that. So you don't go to this place and do anything like that or swim for all kinds of reasons, and I'm going to provide some information to you about what goes into that water there. And it's actually a retention pond that was filled in with rubble, all kinds of dangerous elements at the bottom. Nobody can walk in that water and not come out injured. That's how the water, that's what's down there. And the idea that Fun Rentals would be providing, and this goes into the idea of expanding the operation, okay? They would be providing such things as bumper boats, stand-up paddle boats, boogie boards, surfboards, all of which, in order to really get the enjoyment out of these things, you have to sort of dump into the water, fall into the water and swim and get up and stand up and walk out. Dangerous to do that here. And I'm going to provide you with information. well, first of all, I'll show you.
They have all that.
You have pictures of all of the things? Oh, very good. I'm sorry. I didn't know that. Right. And you also have a notice from the company that provides the service to Juneau Park Lagoon, and that is they post it each year, and I don't know how many times a year, as they further pollute the water, chemically treating it for nuisance control, and are warning people, do not swim in this water. Also, do not consume fish. So every time I drive by, and I go past this facility every day, Every time I see somebody fishing, I want to stop and say, don't eat anything you're catching out of this, okay? This is treated water. Do not consume fish and do not use for any household irrigation, animal watering, or similar purposes. And that's a regular posting that they do not. All right. So, Tim, as the operator, and by the way, the process is so, this was so tight in so many ways, and yet they end up with 73.67 versus 88. We think the process itself is flawed, and Tim will comment on that.
Go. Thank you. I guess I'm not addressing that. I believe the process has been followed. We're not contesting that, but I think there's a lot of information that we have been prevented from providing to you and that needs to be aired here that is really going to affect this contract and the ability. And I need to correct Bill on a few things here. He's
sorry, I've been married 52 years. I get corrected. Every day. There's not a problem.
It's Bill went through the list, and you have the list of the print-off of Wheel Fun Rentals equipment that they're using. And I just want to clarify here, because Bill had a few things. The print-off we had has bumper boats, and I don't believe at this point they're proposing bumper boats there. Are they? No.
Don't. Okay.
But they have stand-up paddle boards, which are, you know, you stand up on them and paddle them around, and they have kayaks, and they have canoes, and something called the barracudas. These I don't know if they're new single and double barracudas that they intend on renting down there, but I just wanted to correct Bill that the bumper boats are not part, or the boogie boards, I don't believe, are part of their proposal. But I just wanted to clarify that. So
thank you, Tim.
All right, Bill, thanks. So as a way of starting here, and we handed out a packet, and again, we understand that the county lawyers have gone over the RFP process and that this has been investigated and approved, but we're using this as a starting point to address our grievances with this decision. So we're going to start with the first one, which is a huge one, the qualifications and experiences. As you can see, there's out of 30 points, we have the qualification and experience and the revenue to the county are the two driving factors of this, the two highest scored at 30 points each. So we're talking about qualifications and experience. We're scored 26 and 28. Now, Val and I, as has been said, we've operated our paddleboard concession for the 16 years as a corporation, 32 years combined. Val and I are there every day. And we created this concession from the ground up. The lagoon before we started our business was unused by any vendor prior to 96. Every year of our operation has seen a growth in our revenue regardless of the weather conditions, which affects the business of ours greatly. In those 16 years, we've never had a safety incident, never in 16 years, putting people, hundreds of thousands of people probably, on boats, on piers, getting them in and out of boats, never had a safety incident. We've never had an issue. We've never had a stub toe. Nobody's ever ended up in the water. Our contract payments have always been made in a timely manner, and our relationship with the Parks Department over the past 16 years has been excellent. We've sort of organized our packet with exhibits, and this is Exhibit 2. And that is a letter from the Milwaukee Parks Department notifying us that we were not selected for the contract for the paddle boats at the lakefront. But as you can see highlighted, they're thanking us for our cooperation and success as a concessionaire, and they are interested in working with us at an alternate location. So they're essentially telling us we've done a great job, but we have a chance to make a few more dollars here, so we want you to go somewhere else after 16 years of developing this business. Obviously, the lakefront is the most high profile and the best place. We have, in fact, at the behest of the county, tried to run this. We tried to run this over at Scout Lake, and we tried to run it at Greenfield Park as a way to bring a little bit more activity to those parks, and it wasn't successful. There wasn't enough traffic to generate the business to make a go of it over there, but we did try it. So our intention is not to pursue this invitation to take our business and go somewhere else so that the Parks Department can bring in someone who has outbid us by a few thousand dollars. And that's at the few thousand dollars we'll be addressing. So, again, back to qualifications and experience. That is Val. The problem here is, and we're contesting this because Dwight Bratholt is the gentleman who submitted this proposal. He is the gentleman that's name is on the contract. He is the gentleman who's going to be running this business as the regional manager day in and day out. And this is our understanding. This is someone who his experience in this business, he was named regional manager in this past March in the Illinois-Wisconsin limited liability company they started in March of 2013. Before this, he was a general manager for one season at the Fun Wheel Rentals locations in Minnesota. Prior to this, he was a rental clerk for 2 years, from August to summer, for 2 years. So he was a clerk there, and then he was the manager of the site. And now he's coming in here, and they're giving this 28 points is what he's getting for his qualifications and experience. He has beaten us. They assigned him 28 points for his experience and his business, and us, we get 26 after 16 years of running a flawless business.
And starting it.
So what we need to explain and have you understand is that they represent this when they put these proposals in as the corporate entity is Wheel Fund Rental, run out of California, and they have all the regions all over the country split up, and they're representing their history and their experience as the corporate history. Well, this is an individual site and an individual person that needs to be judged. Who's going to be running this day-to-day? Who's responsible for the safety of all these people? You have to understand what our business is. This is an unbelievably high liability. You can never take your eye off the ball here, ever. We're putting kids in. We're putting a third of our patrons don't know how to swim. You can never drop the ball. There's no room for error here. And the person who's going to be running this has very little experience in running this type of business. And also, this is very important to notice, Mr. Bratholt is going to he's going to be the regional manager of the Milwaukee and Chicago Wheel Fund Rental locations. They're opening up another new operation in Chicago where they're going to be running boats on Lake Michigan. So
at
Foster Beach in Lake Michigan. That's part of your packet. We question Mr. Bratholt's ability to be here every day to supervise this business. He's the supervisor in Chicago, and they're opening up this business here. He lives in Chicago. He just purchased a house in Chicago. We really question whether Mr. Bratholt is going to be here to run this operation, or is it his plan to hire people, train some kids, and let them go to town. This is a bad, bad situation. I think we'll move on to percentage of the county here. Our best and final offer was 17% of our revenue. This was up from 15% that we have been running from previously. And Wheel Fund Rentals offer is 20% of gross. And then we have minimum fees. Our minimum fee was $12,000. Wheel Fund Rentals is $22,000. And we feel this has been really, really misrepresented, that's the difference in revenue coming to the county. This has been grossly misrepresented. That's not a real assessment, that there's that kind of a difference in real dollars that are going to come to the county. And it's a little embarrassing after Bartolotta's and the Zilli Group coming here talking about what amounts to hundreds, and we're talking about a difference here in real dollars coming to them of $3,500. That's what we feel is going to be the difference in real dollars coming to the county per year over them, over us, versus our experience, our investment. And we feel here that we can't ignore the fact that their minimum due is significantly more than ours. It's $12,000 versus ours is $12,000, theirs is $22,000. The county, for the first time, put into our contract the ability for them to have us to take over the lagoon and rent it to anybody else who wants to run something. They run a Malibu ski show there that takes a weekend. So we had to factor this into our bottom line. that for 10 days of the summer, the county parks department has ability to make us move all our stuff out so they can rent the lagoon out to anyone else who cares to come in and pay them. We get no financial remuneration from this, none at all. The county parks gets all the revenue driven from them. I would like to explain, too, in the past, we worked very – one of the big things that they've done down there is bring in the Malibu Ski Open, which we love. We thought it was a great thing. We went out of our way to help them. We were down there working with these people every day. They compensated us for us not being in business for those 3 days fairly. We gave them
– the county's directive.
And that has been dropped. And now the county, we will get no remuneration. We'll be asked to leave the lagoon, and the county can rent it out to anybody. This was a huge factor. This is 10 days.
And 10 weekend days.
You assume are going to be weekend days that parties going to be interested in doing. This is a huge factor that is sitting out there. So we can't offer a minimum amount when we're dealing with weather variances, when we're dealing with the possibility of 10 days out of the summer shooting our business in the foot. We have to cover our behinds. So, another thing driving this behind Wheel Fund rental of $22,000, and this cannot be stressed enough, that they're taking over a well-established business with a large established customer base. We've built our customer base up over the past 16 years by investing a considerable amount of capital in marketing, advertising, and equipment, and a large amount of sweat equity. We've put in, over the last 16 years, probably $100,000 plus just in advertising marketing alone. And Wheel Fund Rentals is going to come in, and they have a ready-made business. All the advertising, all the work we put into our business is being handed to them on a silver platter because they came in and offered the county a very small but increase in money. It's just incredible to us. And Wheel Fund Rentals also, we have a very positive reputation, community-based, outstanding community service. Wheel Fund Rentals has no ties to Milwaukee or Wisconsin, none. The person that is going to be running this, we don't even know is going to be living here. It's incredible to us. And we understand that some of these are the sentiments of this. We have to deal with the hard nuts and bolts, and that the fact that these people are out of state really doesn't factor into this, apparently, into the RFP process, which I think it probably should. But that's something we can't argue with on nuts and bolts. And from our gut, it makes a big difference. And they're not taking any risks. They're getting this, no risks. They're coming into an established business, and they're taking it over. No risks at all. And it also, just an aside, I'd like to point out, because I'm not sure if you're aware of this, Wheel Fund Rental has bid this year and last year on every business at the lakefront. They bid on us, they bid against the bike and skate rentals, they bid against the Segway people, they bid against the scooter people. They come in, their end game is to run everything at the lakefront under one umbrella by hook or by crook. That is the nature of their business. It's Wheel Fun Rental. Their bread and butter is renting bicycles and skates and what have you. When there's an opportunity to rent boats, that they take advantage of that too. They're trying to get their foot in the door here, and I can't blame them. But on our backs, on our sweat equity that we poured into this business, I'm getting a little lost here. Sorry.
And I just want to add, too, while he's gathering his thoughts, when we first started doing this our first year, our income was about $6,500 revenue from our first season. Last year, our revenue was approximately $111,000. So we've built up our business over the years, and we really have a loyal customer base and a growing customer base, and that's going to basically be handed over to this company ready-made.
So. I think it's fair to say we've heard from many of them.
Yes, and we know that. But that comes from the gut, and I know you have to deal with the nuts and bolts reality and the legalities involved. I'd also like to point out something that this is why we're really stunned by that this has happened. This proposal was up for renewal 5 years ago in 2007. Same actors. Wheel Fund Rental was here, the only other person bidding against us. In 2007, we bid 15% of gross. Wheel Fund Rental bid 20% of gross 5 years ago. This year, we bid 17% of gross. Wheel Fund Rental again bids 20% of gross. This year, Wheel Fund Rental gets the contract. What has changed? Absolutely nothing. The only thing that's changed is the person actually submitting this proposal has significantly less experience than the person who submitted it 5 years ago, who owns and operates 10 of these outfits up in Minneapolis and Illinois. It's a huge corporation, a huge operation, and they are expanding everywhere. They're expanding into Chicago, and, you know, God bless them. They're a very successful company, and we welcome the competition, but, you know, start somewhere else. Start your business, and don't
and build it from the bottom up instead of always walking in and just taking over something that was established and built up by somebody else.
Sure.
Thank you, Val. So, let's get to... It's been our discussion. We've talked to various PAR people. We talked with some of the board members here, and it's always been said, well, your hands are kind of tied here because this was a financial. It came down to money. This company's got offering us more money, and the numbers thrown around are that there was an $8,000 difference.
$10,000.
Thank you, Bill. So if you look at Exhibit 5, it's a printout of our actual revenue generated and then the projected revenue. So we need to zero in on the last year, 2012. Our payment to the county was $15,300 at 15%, mind you. So if you extrapolate, like they've extrapolated out for Wheel Fund Rental, at 17%, if you apply the 17% to our gross income last year, the total would have been $18,460. Those are the hard numbers. That is a difference of $3,500 between us and the competitor. That is not a huge amount of money, and Wheel Fund Rentals is being handed an unbelievable opportunity here on our backs. I'm going to kind of skip ahead here, I guess. Quality of service and products. You have pictures of boats. These are the cheapest plastic boats available. That is part of their business model, is they use cheap, brightly colored plastic boats. They're going to fill the lagoon with these things. I don't know the numbers of them, but obviously that's their game plan, is to up the game.
I think it was stated in all fairness that is under the control and purview of the Parks Department, and they will establish what limits are permitted. So
as far as
I don't want anyone thinking that we're turning this over to a corporation to do as they wish with our lakefront.
I'm just going by their proposal.
No, I understand. I understand, and as to your reputation, I think you guys, you know, it's very clear to most of us on this committee that you've run a very good, high-quality operation.
Well, thank you.
And also on Exhibit 7, the tail end, we have a picture of our paddle boats that we rent, so that just gives you a little comparison in your equipment.
But I got to keep moving, and I appreciate you giving us all this time, but we wanted to make some points, and I'll make some of these points real briefly, and I'll kind of skip ahead of my notes. Wheel Fund Rentals, this is a franchise business. They also have to kick up 6% up to the corporate level too, so that is figured into there. Obviously, that's their business, but I'm just making you aware that that is what they have to generate, another 6%, not to mention the flat fee that is going to be realized down the road, that these franchise sites are bought, they're sold, they're paid for. And somebody is going to buy this site, we assume. Well, I can't assume, but the Wheel Fund Rental franchise is going to make a significant amount of money selling this site at some point. I want to get kind of to an important point here, and that Bill touched on is the the quality of the lagoon and what we're dealing with here. This, as Bill said, this isn't a lake. This isn't a lagoon. This is a retention pond. It is a retention pond populated by hundreds, if not thousands, of geese. The water quality is poor, and I'll be kind there. The water quality is poor. So part of Wheel Fund Rentals' proposal is to rent all this equipment that by nature people end in the water. Kayaks, canoes, stand-up waterboards, the barracudas, these things are all, the first thing you do is train, stop them. The first thing you do is train these people to how to get on them after you've fallen off. So, you know, they're going to go in the water. And this is problematic. Valib and I have run this business 16 years. If we thought there was some possibility that we could incorporate canoes and kayaks and this kind of equipment, we probably would have tried to do this after 16 years and increased our revenue. This can't be done. And here's the reason why. It's, apart from the water quality, the lagoon's a retention pond, and it's built in a lakefront, in a landfill that was filled in the 50s. This is a mountain of broken glass, broken china, industrial waste, nails. It's a nightmare. You can't stand up in it. If somebody were to fall off a canoe and stand up anywhere in the lagoon in the shallow water, they'd rip their feet apart. You cannot do it.
My foot open and had to get stitches.
And tests.
Yes.
No. So. And also, one of the huge safety problems is there's rocks, there's boulders everywhere around the lagoon, around the shoreline. Some are close, some are 10 feet out. They dye the water. There's zero visibility in that lagoon, zero visibility. You can't see these huge rocks under there. So you can't rent something that someone's going to be on a stand-up paddleboard and fall off and hit one of these rocks. They cannot do this. We have known this. And that is why we've never pursued anything. And this, all these things they plan on bringing down there, they will find out they cannot rent. It's not doable, apart from the fact that there's no call for it. In the 16 years we do this, we've had a dozen people maybe ask us, boy, you guys should get some kayaks down there. People see the water. They smell the water. They don't want to be in the water.
And Bradford Beach does do kayaks, canoes, and stand-up paddle boards, and that's also supervised by lifeguards. So if people want that activity, that is offered at Bradford Beach in a much cleaner environment than the lagoon.
There are also, I referenced the Malibu Ski Open earlier. There are also 30 to 40 anchors with cables out in the middle all over the lagoon that they use to mark their skiing buoys. These are on huge 100-pound blocks of cement at the bottom, steel cables going up to a foot or so below the surface. Another huge problem that they will not be able to rent this equipment safely. You can't be on a kayak and fall over and hit a steel cable underwater and not get hurt. They will not be able to do this. I suspect Wheel Fund Rental had no idea that this situation exists down in that lagoon, but they will not be able to rent the majority of the equipment they're proposing to up their game and up the presence down in that lagoon. That is just a fact that Valen and Noel, from 16 years of experience, it's why we have never pursued kayaks or canoes or anything like that. It cannot be done safely. Cannot. I can't stress that enough. And this is all this extra equipment is part of the revenue stream. That's what their proposal is built on, all this extra equipment generating more revenue. And when they find out down the road that they can't do this, I would suggest to you that all they need to renegotiate. You find against us, we're retired, we're done, we're out of the business. There's nobody else that's going to come in and challenge Wheel Fund Rental in this market. There is nobody out there.
Mr. Ritter, I'd point out that we have five people remaining to testify.
We're fighting for our livelihood and I'm really almost done.
That's why I've granted the kind of latitude that I have. I understand the importance of this to you and the need of our committee to ask appropriate questions.
I think we're done. We get into marketing, and that our marketing is not very points difference. We can argue things there. Disadvantaged business enterprise, I can't say enough. Val and I are 50% owner. We hire locally. We hire minorities. We've had years where 100% minority employees. We've had years nothing below 50-50 women, disadvantaged groups, whatever.
But generally, we have more.
And I'll say this very quick because it was brought up earlier. We went to the office that handles disadvantaged business groups and certifying them, and this was a couple months before we were submitting our bid. We felt a little uneasy about going in to get certified just to help us on this bid. But we went in, we explained this to
Nelson,
thank you, who is the interim director over there, and we said we feel a little weird that we're coming. We don't want to just be applying for this status. and he understood what we were talking about, and he was going to find out. He looked into
Lamont
it.
Lamont is who we talked Lamont. To. Right.
So we did look into that to try and get that, as Val is a partner in the business.
I think we'd like to give the committee opportunities to ask you questions that they may have.
Also, can I add one other thing here? On their information for franchises, one of the requirements is that absentee ownership of franchise is not allowed. Dwight Bradhold is residing in Chicago. Rodney Knight resides in Minnesota. Mr. Bradhold, we believe, is going to be commuting back and forth and, in my opinion, would qualify as an absentee owner, or Mr. Knight, if he's the actual owner, would also be an absentee owner, so I would think that that's also a consideration.
Yeah. I have one very, very quick thing to add. I'm sorry, one quick thing, and that's the last attachment. In order to score points on their disadvantaged business enterprise, they and I quote, "We've done in other areas of our locations, we will utilize and enhance our network of youth and church organizations as our primary source of securing staff." And they're advertising on Craigslist for their employees in town. So I'm not, you know, maybe they are doing both, but I would
consider that part of the kitchen sink.
Yes. And also one other point. For the difference in the figures, they say that they're going to be getting, they look at it as $10,000 a year, when actually, if you look at the percentages, which is what it really comes down to, it's $3,500 between 17% and 20% based on your projections. We, Will Fund Rental is going to be taking any revenue and profits they make from this building, from this business. They're going to take that money and spend it in Illinois, Minnesota, and California. They have no ties to this community or this state. That's where their dollars are going to go. So you think you're getting a lot of money by just having this percentage or this flat fee given to the Parks Department, when actually our county and our state is going to lose a lot more money when that revenue goes out of state.
Well, thank you for your comments. Questions by committee members. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you for coming here today to share with us your views and your experience. First, I would like to ask that going forward in today's meeting, you respect our chairman a little bit more when he'd like to move on, because if members of this committee are thinking, considering voting in favor of the view we wish to present, your cutting off of our chairman does not present well.
My apologies.
No offense taken.
Thank you. We received many calls from people in the community supporting retaining your services at the lakefront. Is this your livelihood, your main job, and this is how you make your personal income, or do you have other jobs?
I used to work as a legal secretary in the winter months, and I've stopped doing that, and I've recently got, I get a small amount from Social Security for my...
Sure.
This is our livelihood, yeah.
Thank you. I was glad that you appealed the decision and that the panel reviewed the bids. I've been in agreement so far that the current vendor should not be denied a contract simply based on money alone. I think sometimes we can get caught up in the red tape of government. And I would also like to recognize that sometimes in government, we need to empower our managers and our procurement department even to be able to make decisions made with discretion rather than simply following procedures that may or may not make sense. However, I think that the committee could also be remiss if we started haphazardly dismissing laws that protect interstate commerce. One of my questions when I looked at the review procedures on how the decision was made was, why don't we have a question on there that says, is the vendor located or based in state or in the county or in the region? And something that was legally brought to my attention is that that could violate interstate commerce laws. Okay, very valid point. But I think it's very important for us to all recognize right now that the question before us today is not which vendor should get the contract. The question before this committee right now is, does the county want to enter a contract with the vendor that won the bid? Or do we instead forego the contract and go this summer potentially without any paddle boat service? So that changes things quite a bit. because many of the arguments that you presented so far in favor of your own company and opposing the company, the vendor that was selected through the bidding process, might lead us to decide, well, let's pick who should get the contract. But we're not even being asked that question. We're being asked to accept or deny the contract that is in front of us. And I'd like to confirm, Mr. Chairman, with parks and or procurement at your discretion, sir, if I'm correct, that denial of today's the contract that is before us today could result in no paddle boat service to the public this summer at all.
Mr. Keegan?
Supervisors, that would be true that we would not be able to enter into any contract with the Ritters based upon the RFP process that was put out and the determination and the recommendation made by us.
Mr. Chairman, if the contract before us today is denied, is there another potential route to, whether with the Ritters or any other entity, is there still potential to obtain services for paddle boat rental at this location for 2013, or would denial of this contract absolutely prevent us having that service available for the public this year?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I guess I would ask that question of Corp Counsel. I think there's some legalities that I don't want to make a determination on.
Mr. Kublich, would you care to offer your opinion?
Sure. Chairman, committee members, essentially, if you would deny the contract, then the RFP process would have been stopped. And Parks would then have the option of whether it wants to reissue the RFP and move forward with another solicitation or not. But in any event, it takes time. They would have to make a review of the RFP should they decide to reissue and then bring that submittal back to this body again for reconsideration. Provided, of course, the contract is longer than a one-year term.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I think that through our discussions today on this issue as well as prior topics, we've all learned that we need to do some review of our procurement process. But I also think that in this situation, I'm willing to say that the red tape needs to be cut somewhere and that sometimes common sense should prevail. So while a no vote on a move to accept today's contract or a yes vote on a move to reject the contract before us today would not give the contract to the Ritters, I do think that it may be worth making an example of this situation, even if the public has to go forego paddle boat rental at that park this summer. I think that the communications that we've received from the public so far demonstrate that they would rather have good common sense contracting and procurement provisions in place and that they would be most likely willing to forego that leisure at that expense if we could simplify these complexities and revise our procedures in the future. I regret that if we do take that vote and it is in the favor that you're proposing to the Ritters, that there's not a way to easily fix the situation for you, but government isn't here to fix the situation for certain individuals. We're here to make good policies. So unless I hear other compelling testimony today to the contrary, my intention right now is to vote to deny the contract. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I'd like to move on now to the other folks who have taken their time out of their day to come and testify before us. Diane Stein. Just have a seat right here, ma'am. Sure. Ms. Stein, welcome.
Hi. This is going to be so brief. My husband and I owned a family business downtown Milwaukee for 73 years. You don't mess with a good going business, especially a family business where everyone is on site. This is a remarkable, I'm going to cry. It's a remarkable business, and it's from my heart. We moved downtown 6 years ago, and that is our walking spot. And they have taken care of everyone from all walks of life. It's brief. It's sweet. Please try to reconsider. It's a family-owned business. Thanks.
Thank you. Claude and Donna Fleury, is it appropriate to call the two of you together since you have the same address on the card? Welcome. Thanks for coming down today.
Thank you. We are Claude and Donna Fleury. I have read recent articles that indicate that the Milwaukee County Park Commission would not be renewing Val and Tim Ritter's Juneau Park paddle boats contract for 2013, and a large out-of-state company, Wheel Fun Rentals, is involved in taking over their site at the Veterans Park Lagoon along Milwaukee's lakefront. We think it is a huge shame that any branch of Milwaukee County government would not encourage and support a local privately owned, and I heard this before, homegrown small business which has struggled and succeeded in becoming a successful small business. The idea is to promote small business and job opportunities to improve Wisconsin's economy, is it not? It sounds like the Ritter's current bid proposal based on the revenue would be a big enough bite to expect, since this is in addition to all other taxes, fees, and expenses which must also come out of their revenue efforts. The potential increased revenue which Milwaukee County may see from contracting with Wheel Fund Rentals would be small potatoes for the county and this large franchise, but not to the Ritter's. And it shouldn't come at the expense of forcing the Ritter's to move after 16 years of doing business with Milwaukee County, a business that they established and should be allowed to keep. I know Val and Tim personally and have watched their business grow due to their hard work. We would like to encourage the Milwaukee County Park System to allow the Ritter's to continue their relationship and retain their business by renewing their contract with the county. If the lagoon is to be further developed, let it be by local entrepreneurs and compare apples to apples. Thank you, and I hope you will consider the decision that was made.
Thank you. Then Mr.
I can't understand why Milwaukee County's been allowed to have an outside state to come in and take care of our revenue. The thing is, it's in a veteran's park. I'm a veteran. I go there, I like the paddle boat. I want it to stay. And if it doesn't stay, I won't use that paddle business that's going in there. I just say, forget it. The thing is, we want that paddle boat. And if I have to get all my friends together and picket that whole area, I will. That's very all I got to say.
Very good. Thank you so much for your comments.
Thank you.
Rose Scheckman.
Well, I'm one of these intangibles that you can't put on a balance sheet. I've been going with my family. I don't know how many years we've been down there. I have three of my family. I have three disabled, cognitive disabled children, adult children now, and they have never been treated with more dignity and more respect and more kindness than the Ritter's have ever done. If anybody's going to fall into the water, it's my kids, and it's never happened, never even close. And I have to tell you that we look forward to it every summer, and we go numerous times. We go at the beginning of the summer. We know it's spring when my kids show up. And I have to tell you, I can't keep up with them when they get out of the car because they go running, and Val is standing right there with a ready hug. So to me, their family, my kids love it. It's an activity in the city and the county that they can do. And let me tell you, there are not a lot of things that they can do. And it's very heartening to have people who care and enjoy seeing us because sometimes people don't enjoy seeing us. So I thank you for the opportunity to be able to share my experience with you.
Thank you very much. And finally, Marco Damkehler. Did I pronounce that right, Marco?
Very good.
Good
Thank you for hearing me out. I won't be real long. I'm very buoyed and happy to be here and to listen to what happened prior and what's going on right now, and to listening to what you guys are allowing us to express ourselves and to hear us. And I'm very buoyed because I came in here with a very different kind of perception, and I'm always glad to have my perceptions changed, especially for the better. It really made me happy when I hear we're not making a decision just based on money alone. And I want to congratulate you, and the fact that you said, you know, we might even be willing to deny this contract, go a year without paddle boats, and possibly renew the contract with the Ritters next year. That's wisdom, and that really buoys someone like me, who's my wife and I go out there several times during the year. We're one of the big customers, we're there all the time. But besides from that, besides the arguments that have been made, I'm really happy to. I sense that you guys are leaning in the direction toward, you know what, there are intangibles and there are some very valuable things here that we are going to consider. It's not just like, well, this is a city hall and this is the way we're going to do it and all this. You are taking into consideration the human factors here and what they've done and what they've offered the community as local people. And I'm here to express my appreciation just for the fact that you're listening to this in such a human way and in a compassionate way. And so I thank you for that and for giving me this time.
Thanks for your comments. That concludes the testimony of people who have registered to speak. Mr. Gennaro?
Yes, I'd like to make a couple of final comments. I like the idea that this last speaker used the word buoyed.
Yes, I picked up on that.
Considering that we're talking about water and water activities, and he's buoyed by the attention and to detail and the consideration that this committee has extended. And I want to suggest to this committee that you deny the Wheel Fund rentals, and you have the authority under 110, I believe, and I don't know if Mr. Kuglich agrees with me or not. If he doesn't, we'll fight that out another time. But you can, if you deny this contract to Fun Wheel Rentals, there's no contract. You now have the authority and the ability to direct parks to redo the deal with the Juneau Park paddle boats, and that will be the new deal.
I have a bunch of stuff. So.
Thank you. I want to interject here. I overlooked one card by Rodney Knight and Dwight. It's hard to read. Rodhold. You guys did not indicate that you wanted to speak. Are you simply here registering in favor of?
We're here just because we didn't know if we'd be invited.
Oh, are you representing them?
Yeah,
you should have indicated that on the card. I would have had you up here a little sooner. No, we are happy to hear from you. It would complete the process. I think it would be unfair to do otherwise. So if you would come forward. Okay.
And would it be correct that to assume or believe that my request to deny and to renew a contract with Juneau Park will be alive after they testify as well?
Well, that'll be the business of the committee as to the disposition of the item.
Right. I understand.
Yeah. Okay. Gentlemen, if you would introduce yourselves by name and affiliation.
Rodney Knight, Wheel Fund Rentals.
Dwight Brathel, Wheel Fund Rentals.
Have a seat, guys.
Sit down. Yeah.
Feel a little bit like a bad guy after that, but I will say that I am going to take a little time. I jotted some notes just to try to dispel some of the things that are not accurate, just from an accuracy standpoint. I don't have anything against the Ritters. We just jumped into the competitive process like people were invited to do. I am not part of a corporation. Wheel Fund Rentals Corporate. The reason I started this business 10 seasons ago, my wife and I have two kids, and so I wanted to get out of corporate America. I was spending 70, 80 hours a week in the office, and I enjoyed biking and kayaking, and chose to start the business with my wife, took a risk, and so I chose Wheel Fund Rentals franchise because I needed a system that they had a great track record of safety, providing fun in innovative products, and I didn't know how to do that, and so I paid for a system. And so that is our relationship with Wheel Fund on a national level. On our local level, it was started in my family. And so I do want to start by saying that. My growth, part of the reason we were chosen was qualifications. Ritters, again, I appreciate the public support that shows they are doing something right. And I commend them for that. I do not buy locations. I have 10 locations. This would be the second one where there's an existing vendor. The prior vendor that I worked for or took over was essentially the Minneapolis Park Board, who asked us to come in. And so this would be the first one I'm not a buyer. I go into locations that typically don't have anything there, and I start them from scratch. And I can, again, appreciate what the Ritters have done, because that does take a lot of effort. It takes sweat to grow something. Some of my growth is related to, once I have a relationship with the Parks Department, they ask if I would consider another park. Minneapolis, which about an hour from Minneapolis is where I live, and once I came in at one location, which was somewhat of a blighted park, and they were looking for amenities, and so I came in there, and over the course of a number of years, they asked us to consider other parks, and that is what we did. So three of the parks were the Minneapolis Park Board asking us to consider other locations. I want to talk about, you know, the local, Dwight. Dwight has actually worked with me for 5 years. And early on, I saw that he was young and energetic, looks younger than he is. But he also was an entrepreneur at heart and wanted to go and do something similar and provide recreation in the parks and see families have fun. And so over the course of the last 5 years, as he has worked for me, we've built a trust. And within the last 2 years, talked about having him as part owner in an area and going and developing it. Thus the relationship with Chicago and Milwaukee. I would like to talk a little bit about the products. We are not doing boogie boards. We are not doing barracudas. We are not doing bumper boats. We have the stand-up paddle boards, believe it or not, are quite safe for anybody from 4 years old. We have grandmothers who are 80 years old on those things. And it is not a product where you end up in the water. Same with the canoes and kayaks. The product we use are a wider base that are more stable than even what people would typically think of kayaks flipping over. We, just this year in Minnesota, we've had about 185,000 people on our products. And our safety record is clean. and then you multiply that, this is my 10th season. So safety is a big deal for us. I don't want the liability. And so we pick products that we feel comfortable with, and we're not down there just to pick products just to generate revenue. We're picking products that are safe, and there's a certain element of also younger crowds that want new products over time to try out. And part of growing a location is keeping product fresh and new and exciting to people. As far as qualifications, I know it was said that, you know, we're, you know, fairly new. I guess 10 seasons, and close to, when we calculate, it's close to 800,000 renters. I feel like that's qualifications. A couple of our locations that we've started from scratch are doing $200,000 now in revenue. The Minneapolis Park Board asked us to come in and take over a similar location to this, and I just say this for qualification purposes. It was doing $80,000. This is the sixth season that I will have it, and we did $460,000 there last year. And so we have a lot of history with safety, providing innovative products, and a good relationship. We have eight different entities that we have relationships with, and you could call them individually, and I think you'd find that we have very good relationships. Oh, the other thing is our paddle boats are not cheap. The reason we buy the Future Beach paddle boats, not only are they bright and fun-looking, they're self-draining, so you don't have water in them. They're highly durable. I have some that are still in operation seven seasons. And so it's all about maintenance and taking care of them.
Thank you very much. Mr. Prado, do you have other additions you'd like to make to those comments?
You know, I do have other experience besides Wheel Fund Rentals. I did do corporate life for a while. You know, I worked at Wells Fargo as a banker, ITT Tech. I did start a gym prior to working with Rodney. You know, I ran a gym in a suburb of Minneapolis, St. Paul. Ran for about 3 years, but, you know, it just wasn't for me as far as, like, the partnerships I had. And I think partnerships is the most important thing, which, you know, I got a great partner here. And working with park departments, you know, I feel very warm working with all the support I've seen with Milwaukee County Parks. In Chicago, I haven't even talked to a person from Chicago Park District. So, it's just like I'm just another number doing something out there. I'd rather live in Milwaukee. But, you know, like most married men, don't get much choice. You know, my wife works in Chicago at Leo Burnett, an advertising agency, and she won't commute. You know, I do it for 3 hard months, you know, and then hopefully we get, you know, this climate. You know, I grew up in Fargo, North Dakota. And here it's a little, obviously, much warmer than Fargo. So we hope we get, you know, 6 to 7 months of season. But, you know, for her commuting year-round, it just won't work.
Thank you. I appreciate the comments. Supervisor Barkowski?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I just remembered something about the people that I've hired. I've hired all student-athletes from universities here. So I'm not going to make anybody lose any eligibility by naming any names, but I've only hired one person from Craigslist. It's a young gentleman, about 21 years old, and he has an extensive background in, you know, kayaking, fishing, and all that. But, you know, I have, upperclassmen, student-athletes that I've recruited for employment.
All righty. Thank you. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, I am dying to ask, young man, how old are you?
How old do you think I am?
Well, you look like you might be freshman year of college.
I'm 33.
Wow. I was 33 once.
You had hair once.
I know.
If it helps, I'm 33 and a half.
Oh, yeah, that helps a lot, 33 and a half. Thank you. Yeah. All right. You got my vote. No. I cringe when I heard the owner talk about 80-year-old women on some of your equipment. My wonderful mom just turned 84, and she can barely walk up, get to the upstairs. And so I just don't even want to envision her on any of your apparatuses. But and Ms. Stein has left, but what business was she in for 73 years with her husband?
Her husband ran Stein Jewelers.
Stein Jewelers, okay, very good. All right, let's get into the meat of what I have here. First of all, gentlemen, I'm in, you know, it's very nice. You guys are young, aggressive, energetic. That's wonderful. I'm just going to just tell you right out, flat out. I'm going to be supporting our local people. There's the dollar difference is not significant, and the fact that these people are born and bred and are here, we have to do something for our local people. And so I'm just going to be up front with you guys. I'm going to look to Mr. Kuglich as far as the RFP, and I am not an attorney, and I don't I'm not going to play one, but I guess I disagree from a legal standpoint, and I've been down here long enough that I have seen whereby contracts that have come before us, the committee, okay, and it's the committee that has the ultimate say because we're the ones ultimately accountable, okay. If the committee denies the recommendation of the department but accepts the person that finished second via the department, I don't understand why you have to go through an entire RFP process again. The vetting and all of the other stuff has already taken place. The bottom line is that the ball is now, whether you like it or not, whether it sounds arrogant or not, is that the power is in this committee's hands, the power is in this county board's hands. Why does it have to go back?
Mr. Kuglich?
Right. Thank you, Chairman, Supervisor. I don't disagree that you can certainly, at your discretion at this point, if you would like, award the contract to the number two. As part of your legal counsel, I'm just looking out towards what pending litigation might come of that, and be well aware that we would certainly be there to defend the position.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I still have the floor. I'm going to make the motion that we select choice number two. If that was actually noted as such, it would be the Ritter's Company, and so I'm going to make that motion. And I guess I cushion my words here. I guess anybody can sue anybody. So any kind of threat like that, Mr. Kuglich, I kind of take exception to because I don't... Don't try to bully us. Don't try to intimidate us. Anybody can sue anybody. And that's that. I've got some series of questions for our parks director. The toxicity of that lagoon, that body of water, first of all, I have noticed numerous geese on that body of water, and most of those birds are filthy, disgusting animals. But I want to know what I want to know from the Parks Department standpoint. Well, the water quality. I mean, you know, again, Mr. Coolidge talks about liability. You know, if a guy like me got sprayed because I walked by there and a wind kicked up, I mean, how bad is that water?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the water in that lagoon is stormwater runoff. There are pipes coming from above the bluff and different things like that. Full sediment. Sediment has not been tested. Not to my knowledge, the water quality is not the best. We go in and spray it. I think they show a marine aquatic permit. We go and spray it for weeds on an annual basis to help with that. You know, the fish put into it, and you know, so they're like all of the rest of our lagoons that we have in Milwaukee County. A lot of them are man-made. Through the years, they've you know sedimented it up. And the water quality is not that great, but you know they're not toxic.
These pipes are underneath Lincoln Memorial Drive. I don't. So where are they coming from? The bluffs?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, that's correct.
And you're telling me that's how many of our other lagoons are formed. Let's say at Jacobus Park, at Greenfield Park, that water is piped underneath acres and acres of land into that basin.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors. Greenfield Park does not have pipes going in it, to the best of my knowledge. I do have a map in my office back at the building that shows all the different pipes. The lagoon at Humboldt has some. The lagoon up at Denine Park has them. You know, there's a lot of stormwater pipes that are going into those. lagoons when they were built back in the 20s and 30s.
Well, I'm not an environmental expert, but I would, I'm very familiar with all of these parks, and the fact that you don't have really any civilization that close, where then this stuff is piped into our basin is, I find that kind of amazing. Point number two is I've been down here forever, and I have never heard about this Malibu beach stuff or ski stuff. What is that?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, we were approached by an event organizer approximately 4 years ago, uh-huh. And it's an international competition of water ski people that travel around the United States and actually go international to have water ski events. So that has been taking place in that lagoon. It's a very successful event. Held on a Saturday and a Sunday. Friday night, Saturday and a Sunday.
So it's just one weekend?
One weekend.
Why did I hear 10? Somebody had mentioned 10 days.
I think during the Ritter's conversation, they said the Parks Department had reserved the right to rent out the lagoon for up to 10 days. And I don't think that was accepted by the Ritter's during contractual negotiation.
Staying with this this Malibu stuff, I wasn't even aware we had this almost seems like Wisconsin Dellish stuff, with the express boats and all that kind of stuff. But whatever. So in the conversation, so there's things that are in this lagoon that are for this. For this event, for this Malibu event, I got some posts, 100 feet posts, or what is that? If they're going to keep coming back, they have to have different things that their people know where to drive to and where to do their exhibiting and that kind of stuff. So what do they put in that lagoon?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, what the Malibu Open people do is when they have to set up their slalom ski courses and their jumping courses, they will have buoys that float on top of the water, mm-hmm. And because of the wave action of the boat being in that lagoon, they're anchored to the bottom.
Okay.
Using a concrete base with a cable that comes up. When the group comes back in on an annual basis, they go with the GPS, they locate that, they pull the cable, they attach the yellow or orange buoy to it.
Okay, so...
And that lays out the course that they follow.
Yeah, so then taking it a step further, Mr. Keegan, so these things are in all year long. If someone was to fall in, what are the chances of them hitting their heads or hitting parts of their body on one of those standards that's in there for this event?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, I don't know that off the top of my head. I would have to actually talk to our engineering staff that reviewed the placement of these. I would expect that they potentially have settled into the sediment.
Mm-hmm. Well,
probably be more of below grade.
I would think, from a liability standpoint, I'd be very cautious. I am bothered. The last bid in 07, okay. The group that's before us now presented 20% of the revenue. The Ritter's presented 15% of the revenue, yet you went with the Ritter's. So now we fast forward to this contract. They've gone back to their original 20%, and the Ritter's have gone to 17%, and yet they didn't get the contract. So what changed from one contract to the next contract?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, the 2007 documentation, I personally reviewed, mm-hmm. But I tell you, I have taken a look at this one and the materials that were presented to our evaluations committee, and I know they took very seriously the criteria that was measured, and as you can see in the report, there were six criteria in the RFP that were reviewed and measured and scored by the evaluation committee. The Wheel of Fun organization won six or five out of those six, and it was a significant difference in the point score for the qualifications, the experience, the revenue, all of them. And So.
Well, Mr. Keegan, and I'm sorry that I'm being a horse's backside with you on this, but you know, the previous item that we had with Bartolotta, you know, it was the almighty dollar that won. Okay, so it seems to me you're having it a little, you know, both ways a little bit here, but that's just me. And I guess my final point, Mr. Chairman and committee members, is that, you know, I understand where this young man is coming from with his family in Illinois, and that this absentee owner stuff, I don't think it should be poo-pooed. And I guess I'd like to know what the Parks Department's thoughts are on that.
Chairman, supervisors, I don't know how the absentee topic came into the discussion. I think it is most likely a franchise agreement and a clause in the Wheel of Fun franchise. Licensed to the local person, I think, you know, our staff have talked to these gentlemen about how they are going to be on site, how they are going to be hiring staff locally, and how they will be involved with the day-to-day process. We will also have staff on the lakefront keeping an eye on everybody like we do with all of our vendors to make sure that they're doing the right and proper things with our assets.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Rainey, then Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Chairman. My question relates to the absentee ownership issue as well, and I assume that my question will go to either Corporate Counsel or Mr. Keegan, but according to Milwaukee County, what is the definition of absentee ownership?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, that word was not in our RFP, so we do not have a definition of an absentee owner. Like I said, I think it's most likely the franchise agreement that these gentlemen entered into with Wheel of Fun that says, you know, if you're buying a franchise from us and putting it somewhere and utilizing our name, you've got to be actively engaged in it, because they're looking out for that corporation is looking out for their corporate name and their corporate reputation, I would assume. I don't know that for sure, but.
Chairman, Supervisor, I would agree with Mr. Keegan's assessment. That frame, that term of art, is not part of Milwaukee County. That's part of Wheel Funhouse Rentals franchise agreement with the franchisor.
Okay. Appreciate it. Thank you, Chairman.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Hello, guys. Looks like you guys are some hard workers, and you built your business and you built your franchise through 10 different locations. That definitely is commendable. When you said you made $400,000 in one location, was that in 1 year?
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are successful. I'm a pretty local person, and they made $111,000 last year. And I just want to know, are you familiar with the Milwaukee community?
Yeah, we got.
Sir Adlida.
Oh, there we go. Is that it? You know, we actually have been looking at Milwaukee wanting to do something here for 7 years. And so a couple years after I started in Minnesota, I started visiting. I came, visited the Frenches because they bought bikes from us down at, they bought the Surreys. And they bought them from Wheel Fund, the head company. And so at that time, for a couple years, I would visit during the summer, visit the waterfront, that type of thing. So my, you know, I'm not an expert on the community by any means,
mm-hmm.
So. But I, you know, have been aware of it and have visited it numerous times.
Have you been down to the lakefront and checked out the lagoon?
Oh yeah, yeah. Even in the summers.
Okay. Yeah. You won't. What are your hours of operation going to be if you're awarded the contract?
Well, at that one, we'd like to be open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. with the last rental going out at 8.
Okay. I forgot your name. What's your name, sir? Dwight. And you won't be here in the morning or in the evening to operate? Is it 7 days a week or five?
7 days a week.
How would you manage that?
I plan on doing that through 3 to 4 days a week here, and I have a management. I'm doing the internship with a kid from Marquette.
So the intern, the kid, the intern will be operating.
Yes, and he's got a sense of background. It's not like I'm just hiring somebody that can read and walk, you know.
Has he been to Milwaukee?
What's that?
Has the kid been to Milwaukee?
Bill, in Milwaukee?
The kid, has he been to Milwaukee?
He goes to Marquette.
Oh, he goes to Marquette.
Yes.
Okay. What is he pursuing? Lagoon?
What's that?
What is he pursuing? Water? What is he?
No, he's marketing and finance.
Okay. All right. I don't know what you. What do you? What is the proper major?
Hydrological recreation.
Recreate whatever water. I don't know whatever you're supposed to pursue. How, what's his experience? Is he shadowing you, or he's what? You're there. He's here. I don't. We got to. You got. You know. This is a very homegrown, respected business.
Sir. Yes, sir.
And we need. has he been down there?
Yes, he has.
Has he been to the Juneau Park's paddles? Has he tried?
Being a college runer, he runs around the lakes extensively throughout the summer.
All right. Are you guys DBE certified and where you're from?
What's that?
Are you DBE certified?
I don't know.
Oh, that's the
this event. Yeah.
Oh.
You score pretty low on that. What is your affiliation with minorities and the participation of minorities?
Well, I can tell you, as far as what we do, you can check our records where we are doing business. As far as we don't have a qualification of disadvantaged businesses, but we do extensively work with Boys and Girls Clubs, the inner city youth programs, and Big Brothers, Big Sisters. We have attempted already down here to have our construction done through that program, and through a number of other, we've been trying to work with the vendors to get set up.
Okay. Yeah, just, you guys are successful. The intangibles outweigh the scoring, so I appreciate you guys looking forward to coming to Milwaukee. However, it won't be with me for the paddle boat rental services, just because number one, you got a kid gonna run it with no experience. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Any further questions by committee? Supervisor Haas. Yeah,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. My comments are not for the gentleman from Wheel Fund Rentals, but thank you both for coming today. I appreciate you sitting through the lengthy meeting and hearing from everybody with our many questions that we have rightfully had on this. I wonder if I have a few questions in this statement, Mr. Chairman. One question I have is, if we were to approve the recommended contract, is there an out clause? I did glance through it, but I'm wondering perhaps if we could have Corp Counsel addressing this in a moment. If there's an out clause in the contract, whereas I did see there's in terms of default, where if the business were to for some reason default, then the county could, after a reasonable period, perform the default terms. But I'm wondering, is there an out clause in this contract that would allow the county to exit from it, and would it be then simply terminated until a new contract was established?
Mr. Kuglich, do you want to respond to that, or is there someone else present who can?
Mr. Chairman, I would refer this to Suzanne Carter. For the terms, all of our contracts have termination clauses in them for dereliction and a number of different things, but she could give you the details.
There is a, Mr. Chairman, supervisors, there is a default clause that allows us to terminate in the event of breach or bankruptcy. We could, if it's the pleasure of the committee, draft a termination clause that would allow us to voluntarily terminate the agreement as well.
And this contract, can you describe the term that it would be in place?
Mr. Chairman, supervisors, the term is the same as the other vendor agreements. It's a 5-year term with 2 1-year renewals. But again, if it's the pleasure of the committee, we could modify the term.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Carter. And, Mr. Chairman, if I just want to give a brief statement. Today there is a small but significant fraction of the people who sent us an email or called us on this matter. There were dozens, literally dozens and dozens, and a few more on top of that. Their comments, their emails did make an impression, and I understand that the will of the people that were motivated to write us on this matter, they were upset that there's a proposal to award this to an out-of-town, out-of-state corporation rather than the homegrown people that have been at this for more than a decade and a half. And similar to what we just heard with the previous item, there's been a significant investment of time and capital and blood, sweat, and tears, for instance, when Mrs. Ritter cut her foot in the first year. And I feel that those things cannot be overlooked by this committee. They cannot be overlooked by this committee, as they may have been during the much more objective RFP process. And similarly, I think that the matter of localness was not taken into account by the RFP process. I understand there may be concerns, about violating the Interstate Commerce Clause, but you know, we have heard in this item and on the previous item that the process was reviewed and found to have been executed properly. However, in addition to the time and capital investments made, the RFP process does not take into account local ownership, local operation, or the history of partnership with the county. And I do wish the listening audience to know that I was a member of the review committee, the administrative review committee, that met last month to review the process that went into it. Chairman Broderick served on that with me, along with Ms. Robinson from the Ethics Board. And in my view, we were asked to review the process that overlooked these substantial points that I mentioned earlier, the localness, the capital investment, the emotional investment, the blood, sweat, and tears. And so I wonder if the RFP process itself should be reviewed. Finally, Mr. Chairman, I wonder if this is not another poison pill that is trying to be shoved down our throats in the name of some of the administration's favorite sayings, such as cost savings and doing more with less. It would result in hurting a local jobs provider, and it would result in the loss of a treasured gem of the community. And I, for one, am not interested in trading gems for pennies. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. I think we're Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll keep my comments very short. I would like to thank both of the gentlemen at the table representing Wheel Fund for coming today to testify. We didn't realize that you were here until more than halfway through the testimonies when you spoke up. I do still feel that, you know, we must cut through some of this red tape in order to let common sense prevail. We were elected by the people here to listen to them, to take into account all of the factors presented to us, and to, in much the way of a judge, attempt to make sense of it and make good decisions for the public. I respect the representatives from Wheel Fund because I think that entrepreneurship is very important to our community, and as is competitiveness in business. However, my intention is to support denying the contract today, and it has nothing to do with bucking the desires of the administration or the department heads, procurement, or any other bureaucrats in Milwaukee County. It has to do with my job representing my district and trying to make good policy decisions for this county. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I believe...
Mr. Knight, you'd like a concluding comment?
Yes, this is Chairman and Supervisors. I'll just cut to the chase. And there might be some sense that you're worried about litigation, that type of thing. I'm not a litigious person, and so we totally respect your vote, And I, in fact, would concede to the Ritters and wish them the best of luck. I appreciate the community support that you've developed, and I would just wish them the best, if I can end my comment with that.
Thank you. That's generous of you. Supervisor Borkowski.
It is a pretty class act, Mr. Chairman. And so my motion, my first motion is to deny the recommendation of the Parks Department, and so that is what I am.
The motion before us is to deny. Mr. Keegan, let's hear from you first, then we'll go to Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Chair. Supervisors, I just want to remind you that this is ultimately, you know, just on the base numbers, costing the Parks Department over 5 years, $50,000. And so just bringing it up, and another comment was on the administration. I think, you know, as you've seen, the Parks Department has a fiduciary, and I have a fiduciary responsibility to the general public to make sure that the county is getting the best dollar it can for its assets. And that's what the RFP process is. That's what it's driven. That's what drove this one. As you saw, all the different lakefront RFPs were out there. The Bartolotta, the Zilli one, like I said, I think Joe Bartolotta as a personal friend. I think he's been great for us. I think the Zilli people as personal friends, they've been great for us. And so I just wanted to say, you know, it's a black and white process to me. I follow the rules and follow the process, but ultimately, you know, I guess now if it's opening negotiations with the Ritters again, we'll have to take a look at what those numbers are.
Supervisor Stamper.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I appreciate that, Jim Keegan. I thought we already had a motion to just accept the Ritters and
We are taking these in what I feel is appropriate order. The motion before us, and it will be followed apparently by another motion, is to deny. Now, as chair, I don't offer many opinions in the course of all of this. Debate, it's my job to control the meeting as best I'm able. But I would say this again as a foundation for my vote in this matter and on this item, that this recommendation is indeed the product of an established process, and that process may benefit from refinements, like, for instance, giving greater weight to local ownership and things of that ilk. But the process before us, and the process that has been followed and upheld by the Determination Review Committee, was applied, according to them, even-handedly by our Parks Department. And my personal sympathies aside, because I have them, those sympathies reside with the Ritters. But the fact is that I feel, in this case, I have no choice but to vote against this motion. Are we ready to call the roll?
Yeah, I guess I only had, Mr. Chairman?
Yep.
I guess maybe I misunderstood Mr. Keegan, but I don't know what renegotiations with the Ritters have to be. We've got their proposal already, so did I read that wrong? Did I misunderstand that you were going to open the negotiations again? I thought we already had that in the RFP.
We don't have a contract.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, we do not have an existing contract. They made an offer. We do not have a contract at all put together. We have a contract that we brought to you for approval with Wheel of Fun. And so that's my question, is what are the next step if the contract that we're bringing up is denied? I guess I would have to talk with Corp Counsel or get direction from you as to how you want us to.
The motion before us at the moment is to deny, okay. Supervisor Haas.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was curious, would it be possible to issue a year's extension on the current contract? Is that allowed?
Mr. Kuglich, do you have an opinion, since you're the only lawyer I'm aware of being in the room other than Mr. Gennaro, who has his bias?
I definitely have a bias. I don't want to cut off Mr. Kuglich. But if you deny Wheel Fund Rentals, there's no reason this committee cannot direct under 110 that the contract be awarded to the Ritters.
We'll leave the opinion making to our corp counsel,
I
Mr. Gennaro. Thank you.
That's my position and my argument.
Right.
And I don't think Mr. Cooper
we understand, but we have to rely upon our attorney's opinion.
Sure. Chairman, members, it wouldn't be under Chapter 110. It wouldn't be under Chapter 110 that you would be awarding the contract to the Ritters. Essentially, what would be before you is the decision, do you want to accept the Ritters' best and final offer and direct the Parks Department to enter into that contract? Or would you like to open up negotiations with the Ritters at no less than their proposal, no greater than, whatever it might be? To your point about extending it 1 year, you could extend the Ritters' current contract, although it's expired, for an initial 1 year term and have the Parks Department reevaluate. I mean, there's many different ways that you can approach this subject matter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Borkowski. We have a motion before us to deny.
I'll stay with that, and then I'll comment on the next motion.
Fine. If there's no further comment on the motion to deny, please call the roll.
Haas?
Aye.
Borkowski?
Aye.
Alexander?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Rainey?
Aye.
Deskunis?
Excused.
Mr. Chair?
No. And Supervisor Borkowski. Mr. Kuglich.
I'll defer to Corp Counsel.
Sure.
Sure. Chairman, committee members, I just discussed with the Procurement Director, Patrick Lee, I failed to present an option where this committee could recommend that the Juneau Park paddle boats enter into the best and final offer of Wheel Funhouse. In that way, the county isn't harmed by any other backtracking or whatever the pleasure might be.
Wow.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Oh, sit there real smug, Mr. Chairman.
I voted no on the motion.
You know what? I'm not going to gouge our local people. I'm going to go with their best offer that they came to the table with. I know I'm leaving money on the table. That's my vote.
And your motion is?
My motion is to support the Ritter's proposal as submitted by the RFP.
Your last best offer?
Yes.
Supervisor Alexander, on the question of the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm slightly confused, and I need a little bit of clarification. If I'm looking at our agenda and the different items attached to it, we didn't have a copy there of what the Ritter's best and final offer was, did we? So it seems like we're about to place a vote to accept something that we haven't read yet, and I am concerned about that.
Corp.
We have a copy.
Why don't you lean over to the next meeting?
Well, okay, why don't you hear from Rainey instead?
Sure. Gentlemen,
thank you, Chairman.
Rainey?
If I understand correctly, was someone mentioned that the Ritters could match the offer that was presented by Will of Fun? Is that an option?
Yes.
That's okay. Not the motion, though.
It has been described as an option, but it's not before us.
I just wanted to make sure that's what I heard. Yep. Thank you.
Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Supervisor Alexander makes a great point. We need to read the contract just like it was proposed in this agenda. So I think the proper motion will be laid over to the board meeting. Can you do that?
Well,
it'll have to be next month.
I think Mr. Kuglich.
Chairman, committee members, because I believe the length of term for the British proposal is 10 years, the revenue value would exceed $100,000 and a due diligence review within the Department of Insurance Services.
Okay.
Can I speak for a minute on that point?
We'll grant that kind of latitude, but it's unusual. Please.
I thank you very much. We have proposed up to 10 years.
Go to the mic, please.
I'm not sure why she gave it.
10 years. One of the things we looked at doing, which we've never been able to do, is to try to add electricity to our site to take advantage of the concessions. We've never been able to sell ice cream soda. We have to send everybody up the road, basically, and we're losing revenue by doing that. So we had asked about maybe possibly extending as a proposed extension to up to 8 to 10 years.
I think
so
what
that
you're talking about is entering into a renegotiated agreement with the Parks Department. If I'm not mistaken, Mr. Kuglich, would that be a good interpretation of what's being cited here? We can't deal with those details before the committee.
And yes, we would be happy with the 5-year and the 2-year extensions, too. It was just a proposal that...
Help us out, Paul.
That's right. Chairman, it would likely best advised to direct the Parks Department to enter into renegotiations to then bring back something to committee.
I'm going to withdraw my motion. You can let the supervisor out.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to withdraw my motion for the last best offer of the Ritters.
Thank you. It's withdrawn. Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In lieu of that withdrawn motion, I move that we move forward with the option that Mr. Kuglich had explained, which he may need to re-clarify for us, but as I understood it, that it was to extend the current contract by 1 year, even though it's been expired. If Mr. Kuglich could re-explain and re-verify that that is an option, then I can clarify my motion.
Sure. Mr. Kuglich.
Chairman, committee members, one of the options before you would be to extend the now expired contract on the same terms and conditions for 1 more year. And then at the end of that time, Parks reevaluates its position, whatever it might be the pleasure of doing, reissuing the RFP, negotiating a contract with the Ritters. I guess I would certainly leave that up to the department.
Mr. Chairman, my motion is to extend the Ritter's current contract by 1 year so that those options 1 year from now can be reassessed and re-explored.
Everyone clear on the motion before us? Supervisor Haas?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Would this allow the Ritters to have their service at Veterans Park Lagoon this year?
Yes.
As it was discussed, that may not be possible under previous imagination.
We have a snafu. We had to remove our building, so we have nothing down there. We had April 18th, and then they granted us until the 30th to remove it because of the bad weather.
The pier has been removed and the building from which they did the
So it would mean buying a new building to get down there to have something to operate from, and for just a 1 year period would be a huge.
Mr. Chairman, maybe we're in a position where we go back to square one of this conversation, which was to deny the contract for now. And
it has been denied.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, to move this meeting forward, leaving that denial in place and recognizing that there may not be paddle boat service this year while the Ritters decide what they're going to do with their business, Wheel of Fun assesses its options, and we as a county board re-explore how procurement decisions are made.
The motion before us was to extend the contract for a year that I heard. Does that in any way preclude Mr. Kuglich the possibility, does it cause the Ritters to be indebted to the county in inappropriate ways should they choose not to continue service down there for this year?
And Chairman, committee members, that's more of a business decision for the Ritters if you want to extend that agreement for 1 year. Yes, they did have to remove their stuff because the current contract did expire, but if they wanted to have the 1 year extension, then they would have to move the stuff back.
Well, that's, we're trying to find a reasoned compromise here, and if we act and it's not in accordance with the intentions of the people leasing, where are we?
Right.
So is the motion before us? Have you made the motion to extend the contract for 1 year?
Mr. Chairman, I have made the motion, and I think I'll stay with that motion. As I stated earlier, I am not attempting to choose winners and losers in the marketplace here, simply to add another element of common sense to our procedures. If the Ritters so choose not to utilize or accept that one-year extension, I don't believe that that's should be the concern of this committee, and anything beyond 1 year in to be decided within this meeting would be going against everything I've already previously stated. I think that we've all had a good look at what all the tenets of argument and concern are on this, and I think Wheel of Fun, as a competitive business, should also have the ability in the future to rebid if there is a rebidding process. So I stick with the motion to offer an extension of 1 year of the current contract.
The motion before us is to extend the Ritter's contract for 1 year. Is there further discussion? Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you.
And Supervisor Rainey.
I guess on the heels of what Supervisor Alexander said, I guess I'm curious as to the time and the cost to rebuild for the Ritters for this year. I'm just curious on that.
We're looking at replacing this as probably $10,000. I have to tell you that I don't know that we would accept a one-year contract with investing this in our season. We're already into June at this point. And investing in having to replace our building and build a new building for a one-year contract and fall into this whole process again.
The building you had was disassembled?
Yes.
Supervisor Rainey?
Thank you, Chairman. My question is, if the RFP process determined that the Wheel of Fun Rentals had the most competitive offering, but due to local preference from the committee, why not just accept the Juno Park paddle boats under the terms and conditions that was agreed to by the Wheel of Fun Rentals?
We could do that, except the motion before us
Okay. Is
to extend for 1 year. Supervisor Stamper.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't understand the building and the $10,000. Could you explain what they're talking about, Mr. Keegan?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, previously the Ritters had a temporary structure located next to the lagoon. I'm not sure just what the dimensions of that were, of the dimensions were, as it was their private property, and then they had a pier for getting people out onto. I'm not sure how much it would take to put the pier in, but they could talk more about what the building was.
It was a 10 by 12 foot square.
Motion before us is to extend the Ritter's contract for 1 year. Is there further discussion? Hearing none and understanding that Supervisor Staskunas has been excused, please call the roll.
Excuse me, before that roll is called, I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, the Ritters would like to advise.
Yeah, I am the chairman, Mr. Gennaro. I've extended great courtesy to all involved here. And this is a committee of the county board and not subject to those kinds of interruptions. I will now grant you.
Thank you.
The floor.
Mr. Ritter and Mrs. Ritter have advised that they have changed their position. They are willing to accept the one-year extension, and they'll go about taking care of getting their building back and putting it up.
Very good.
Thank you.
The motion before us is to extend. Supervisor Staskunas has been, in fact, excused. Please call the roll.
Haas.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Rainey.
No.
Mr. Chair.
No.
4 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to extend is approved.
Thank you very much for all involved. There is no further business before the committee. We stand adjourned.
Can I get my best and final offer?
Does someone have the best and final?